Hello, my name is Samara Joy.
This is Luther Vandross.
Hey, I'm Taylor from The Pretty Reckless. So, from a grown-up Cindy Lou Who, my family to yours, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday.
We're in sync, and we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday.
Happy Holiday!
And Happy New Year!
This is Dianya Marie, and you are listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Okay!
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I'd like to wish a very happy Leon Day to all who will be celebrating. I'm posting this just a couple days before Leon Day in hopes that it will find you in time. For those who don't know, Leon Day is June 25th. Date of June 25th marks the turning point, 6 months from Christmas Day, and the point on the calendar when the Christmas yet to come becomes closer than the most recent Christmas past. While the exact origin of Leon Day doesn't seem to be known, it is closely tied into Christmas in July, which I covered a couple years ago, and I'll pop a link to that episode down in the show notes for anyone that would like to find out more about that. I do want to mention that if you try to do a search on Leon Day, most of your results will be about the baseball player and not this unofficial holiday. National Leon Day, according to Google, it's also known as Halfmas, although I don't personally know anyone that calls it that. It's an annual unofficial holiday celebrated on June 25th every year. It gives those that need a reason an excuse to celebrate an extremely festive occasion just for the sake of celebrating it. As I've said, Leon Day is an unofficial holiday. It's a day for Christmas lovers to begin thinking about and preparing for the holiday season, if they haven't already. Some people use the day to start crafting homemade gifts, planning Christmas decor, or even, don't shoot the messenger, beginning their holiday shopping. For others, it's a time to bring a bit of the Christmas spirit into the summer by watching holiday movies, listening to Christmas music, or baking festive treats. Leon Day is all about getting into the holiday mood well before the traditional holiday season. Even though the exact origins of Leon Day are unclear, the concept does seem to be catching on, especially those who enjoy crafting holiday preparations or simply love the festive spirit of Christmas. The playfulness of this holiday, with Leon being Noel spelled backwards, adds to the charm of this mid-year celebration. The folks at MyMerryChristmas.com claim that Leon Day was born out of the online bulletin boards, forums, and chat groups on the internet long before social media came into being. It was from these informal, festive gathering places online that chatter of Leon Day first took root in the early 1990s. There was actually a petition on change.org to make Leon Day the only national holiday in the month of June to garner a day off. It only got 28 supporters before the petition was closed, and that was 8 years ago. Regardless of how popular Leon Day is or isn't, it is significant as the point when Christmas 2026 gets closer than Christmas 2025, and it is a kind of gateway to Christmas in July. I thought I'd use the occasion to officially announce the schedule for the Sounds of Christmas through the end of the year. Next week, on July 1st, I'll kick off the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z on the Sounds of Christmas station. Starting at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll be playing almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by title. That will be immediately followed by the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, the Artist's Edition, where I'll be playing almost every artist in our library in alphabetical order. And as usual, this fall, the Sounds of Christmas briefly becomes the Sounds of Halloween. On October 1st, we'll switch to Halloween music, and that will continue for the entire month, all the way through Halloween night. And then, On November 1st, the new season of The Sounds of Christmas will begin, featuring the best variety of Christmas music, including hundreds of brand new songs, many of which are still being recorded and prepared for the upcoming season. There are also a couple of special shows in the works for December, and I'll share more about those as we get closer. What I can tell you is that I'm looking to celebrate a big anniversary for It's a Wonderful Life, highlight special Christmas music performances from the Ed Sullivan Show, and share some fan club Christmas recordings. I have a bunch of artist interviews already lined up for this fall on the Sounds of Christmas podcast, but I'm going to hold off on dropping any names until those are recorded and ready to go. Tech issues and scheduling conflicts happen, but I'll do my best to bring on people who love Christmas and Christmas music almost as much as you and I do. And since the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z starts next week, I will offer these 10 spoilers. Number one, it will take over 200 songs before I get to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, but that will happen within the first 24 hours. Number two, Josh Groban's Believe and Tom Petty's Christmas All Over Again will both get played on day two. Number three, two songs from Trans-Siberian Orchestra will play back-to-back early on day three. Number four, Coldplay and the Beatles will be part of day four. Number five, songs that start with the letter D will start on the night of day five. Number six, Mariah Carey will show up again midway through day six, shortly followed by Carrie Underwood and Peppa Pig. Number seven, Judy Garland, Gene Autry, Elton John, Dan and Shay, Straight No Chaser, Cyndi Lauper, and the Monkees will all be part of day seven. Number eight, I'll Be Home for Christmas will get played on day eight. Number nine, Jingle Bells, Jolly Old St. Nicholas, and Joy to the World, as well as other songs that start with the letter J, will be played on day nine. And number 10, 18 songs that all have the title Merry Christmas will get played on day 10. I can also tell you that during those first 10 days of July, the Sounds of Christmas will play approximately 4,000 different songs. And that will only take us to songs that start with the letter O. I hope that gives you an idea of just how big this is going to be, and why I say the Sounds of Christmas plays the best variety of Christmas music. Now, is that everything that's happening on the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast? No, of course not. But I don't want to spoil everything. So I just hope you've heard enough to entice you to stick around or to come back. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, so you can click that, go on over and find your favorite, then click over and subscribe, and that way you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.